Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday before Christmas Eve. That's the way we'll describe it today. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everyone tuning in on the weekend. So here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty quite simple. I think just about anybody can follow these rules. Even if you're a rule breaker, you can probably follow these rules. First and foremost, we do a lot of texting back and forth. I read every text message. So if you want to text the program with a compliment or a complaint or a question or an idea, whatever your message is, send it to me because I read these messages. And let me just say a word to those who may not be listening to the program live, because I know some affiliates time shift the program. Some people live on podcasts. Some people listen on the podcast. You can text me regardless of when you're listening to this program, because I keep on my desktop at home, shows how pathetic I am, keep on my desktop at home and on my laptop, I keep a window open with text messages. Now, it doesn't mean I respond to every text message, because I simply can't do that, but I do read every single one. And here's why. Because sometimes, well, not sometimes, oftentimes, what all of you goobers will text me ends up being a show topic, or it changes my mind about something, or it causes me to go in and look deeper into a particular topic, and when I come back, I've expanded on the topic in a different way. So the text messages are incredibly important, and you do that by simply texting your message with the keyword Mike or Michael to 33103. That's the key number, 33103. Just text the word Mike and then your message. That's all you have to do. Then the second thing that I ask you to do, if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of those, you want to download the podcast, you want to find the affiliate stations, you want to find when the show is broadcast, anything about the program, you simply go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Yeah. We change, because iHeart has these convoluted URL addresses, like, you know, in this case, it would be premier.theweekend.iHeart.com/.backwards/.blah, blah, blah. No, we just cut it out. We just cut all that crap out. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Bingo. That's all you got to do. You can't have Christmas. You can't have talk radio in Christmas without looking at Christmas through the lens of those who maybe don't see Christmas in the traditional sense. Now let me just say up front, I say Merry Christmas. I even say Merry Christmas to my Jewish friends. Now, oftentimes I will say Happy Hanukkah too, or Happy Festivus, whatever. You know, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever. I don't care. It's the holiday. So celebrate the holiday. But for the love of Pete, don't ruin the holiday. That's the only thing I ask. Just don't ruin them. It's because it's not just enough to drain out the meaning, the actual true meaning of Christmas. Here's a footnote. So I'm walking my Leonbergers the other day, and we're going down this trail through our neighborhood. We got great, you know, green space, greenways and walkways, and I'm going down this one particular area where I can see the majesty, the Purple Mountain majesty of the Front Range of the Colorado Rockies. And it's gorgeous, you know, early evening, and the sun's just set behind the mountains. The snow is glistening, and I'm looking around, and there are just Christmas lights everywhere on these homes. And for that split second, I thought, you know, what's more beautiful? The sunset behind the mountains on a crisp December evening, or a house where someone's trying to pretend to be Chevy Chase on Christmas vacation, and they've lit up their Chicago suburban home, you know, and they've drained all the power from Xcel Energy that supplies our power here in Colorado. And that's what some of the homes look like. And listen, I'm not trying to be bah humbug here, but I thought, wow, wait a minute. Simple? Maybe just being simple, subtle? And I know you're listening to me and going, you're simple and subtle. I know that I'm not simple and subtle. But sometimes we overdo things to the point that it becomes absurd. And I was just looking at these homes, and they had, you know, thousands and thousands of Christmas lights everywhere. And I'm thinking, because my brain is really perverted, I'm thinking, first of all, I don't have the energy, and I don't have the time, and I don't have the desire to one, I'd have to, I do have one really nice ladder that hangs up in the garage that might get me halfway up to the upper floor of our home, but I'd have to hire somebody. And this time of year, there are signs everywhere about, you know, how you can hire people to hang up Christmas lights. And I'm thinking, you spend money to do that. You spend the money to buy all the Christmas lights. You put them up for that short period of time. Look out your back window. Look out your window. Look at the sunset. And look at those beautiful mountains. And look at the snow peak, the snow-capped peaks on those mountains. And think about Christmas. There's a real meaning of Christmas right there. So, I'm not trying to be bah humbug here, but I just thought that the compare and the contrast, and then the story I'm about to tell you about how other people try to drain out the true meaning of Christmas just drives me nuts. First, they desecrate Christmas. You know, I wouldn't... Hanukkah, if you understand the meaning of Hanukkah, for example, or you understand the meaning of almost any, you know, any of the Muslim holidays, any true religious holiday, you know that for those individuals, those are sacred days. And so you ought to respect them. You don't have to participate in them. You don't have to, you know, embrace them. But you ought to at least respect it. On December 3rd, just what now, a couple of weeks ago, Stephen Lanusa, who was the president of the Claremont Unified School District Board of Education, and who reportedly, at best I can understand, still remains a teacher within that school district, hosted a Christmas party at his residence, invited members of the Claremont High School choir to perform at the event. Now, it sounds pretty nice so far, right? The president of the Board of Education and a teacher is hosting a Christmas party at his residence, invited members of the school where he is the school board president and a teacher, he invited them to come and sing at his Christmas party. Sounds okay, right? And by the way, before I tell you the other details about this party, let me just say this. Other than the fact that he invited the rugrats from the school to come and sing, why did he invite them to this private party? Because according to the news reports that are floating around, scantily clad men, performers who may actually be male strippers, as one outlet noted, were scattered about and interacting with all the guests, including the students. I think that's inappropriate. I don't think having a Christmas party, if you want to have a gay Christmas, gay holiday, gay Hanukkah, gay Kwanzaa, gay, I don't give a rat's ass, whatever holiday it is, if you want to have that in the privacy of your home, I absolutely 100% support that. But don't invite minors to that party. One angry father that was, father of one of the choir members, claimed that a dirty Santa at the party made disgusting comments to the students, including making a disgusting comment to his daughter. According to another parent, Sabrina Ho, students were surrounded by inappropriately dressed adult entertainers and offered alcohol by other attendees. Tis the season for progressives. Tis the season for people who have a political agenda to even insert politics into a Christmas party by corrupting children. Now, Taylor Hansen, who is an independent journalist, documented a disturbing, and again, I want to emphasize, I've been to drag shows. I've seen drag shows. I actually find them fascinating. I've been to drag shows in Los Angeles. I've been to a drag show in Las Vegas, and I've been to a drag show in New Orleans. Now, you might ask why. Well, you know, when you're in Los Angeles, when you're in New Orleans, when you're in Vegas, that's just one of the things that you do. And I actually found it quite fascinating. The dress and the makeup and actually the choreography and the ability of all of these men to dance. Like, oh, that's fine. But Taylor Hansen documented a highly disturbing drag show that was held in Austin, Texas this past Wednesday, where children were subjected to extreme sexual conduct because the event not only ridiculed Christmas and innocence, but crystal meth danced to a song called S&M, sadomasochism, and afterwards had a creepy conversation with the children in the audience. Oh, a child. Hi, how are you? Oh, it's another kid, as he collected dollar bills from the kids. And then the drag queen continued, are you having fun? Are you enjoying it? Are you confused? So crystal meth, or meth, M-E-T-H-Y-D, then talked to a 10-year-old boy who said he had been to more drag shows than he could count and had watched RuPaul with his family. Okay. If that's what that family wants to do, fine. I don't object. I wanted to draw a clear distinction here between not objecting and, quite frankly, not caring, and, quite frankly, having seen drag shows myself, I just don't care. But what I do care about is, why are we pushing this agenda on kids? And why would you, first of all, as a parent, maybe you don't know, but once you find out, don't you want to take your kid home? Because what you expose your child to, and I know children get exposed to many things all the time, but it ought to be that what you expose your child to ought to be your choice. This performer paraded around with his fake boobs in a box and shook his butt for the crowd. And at one point, the drag queen said, are you reaching for my boobs because you're hungry, to a child in the audience? And then he kept asking the kids to spank him. Let's just stop it. Can we just stop it and just let kids be kids and take our agenda out of the holidays? Simple request, which I know will be ignored and nobody cares, but I'm just saying, you know what? Maybe I'll just go walk the dogs again, look at the beautiful mountains, just think about the holidays, and maybe not go to a drag show. And certainly not let my grandchildren go to one. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, to follow me on all the social media platforms. And hang tight, because I'll be right back.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
This holiday season, 12 strangers, 12 tales, 12 ghosts. A fiction podcast from me, Aaron Mankey, starring Malcolm McDowell.
So, this is the afterlife.
This is the liminal space between life and the next chapter. This is the great in-between.
A chilling new collection of stories presented in immersive 3D audio starting December 14th, ending on Christmas Day. Listen to 12 Ghosts wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, capturingtheessence.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Happy. It's just, it's such a bizarre time of the year because it's so intertwined with all of the memories that people have of their childhood or great memories of a special Christmas or a Hanukkah celebration, you know, a great meal, whatever it might be. And it's also intertwined with all of the messiness of families. Families are just messy. And part of me, I guess I'm just a sicko, but part of me kind of loves that. So I for example, and I know they're not listening, so I can say this real quickly. So tonight, for example, I'm doing this on Saturday, so those of you listening later on, this is for Saturday night. My granddaughter is having a dance recital, and it's a Christmas special, and she is the star of course she's a star. She's my granddaughter. No, she actually is the star of the play. And so I asked my wife tonight, because I honestly had forgotten about it. She said, what are we doing tonight? Don't you remember? We're going to so-and-so's dance recital, dance concert. And I must have had that look on my face of like, oh yeah. And then it became even worse. It's going to be 3 hours. It's going to be at least 3 hours, if not longer. And I know how these things go. The estimate is it's going to go from 7 to 10 p.m., and I know that one, because I've been to them before, it'll start late, so it won't start until 7:30, and that means it won't end until 10:30, And even if 10 o'clock really was the end time, because it really is supposed to be a three-hour production, it'll turn into a four-hour production. But it's the granddaughter. So you don't have any choice, right? You got to go do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. And so it's just that time of year where you just, you know, you're ready to take some vacation time, but you, you know, you're off, but yet you have to go do all of these things. It's a complicated time of the year. It really is. Speaking of complications, TikTok. Hey, Damien, whisper in my ear, or you can just tell the audience too. Do you have TikTok on your phone? I don't have TikTok. Now, I have friends that have TikTok on their phones. And for those of you who don't know what TikTok is a social media platform. And like, for example, if you are in, I think that's WeChat. I'm not sure that on TikTok you can actually, I don't think TikTok has a payment platform. But here's the thing, the controversy going on about TikTok. A lot of people are making a lot of money on TikTok. There are a lot of people in this country. But China's ownership and control over TikTok, because China, the Chinese Communist Party, actually exercises control and ownership over this social media platform. And that has been a point of controversy going all the way back to the Trump administration. But now we've kind of reached, you know, things in Washington. There is the word contagion really applies to how Washington works. And it is something that is not that controversial to begin with. Slowly but steady picks up steam. And there's a tipping point. And you never know what that tipping point is going to be, but at some point there's a tipping point at which everybody else suddenly jumps on the bandwagon and decides that they're going to go along with what everybody else has said, and that's happening with TikTok. And I have to tell all of you, I'm honestly I'm schizophrenic about it. Because you know me, I'm enough of a libertarian that if you as a private citizen want to give up your data, your location, your keystrokes, your anything that's on your phone, if you want to give that up to the Chinese Communist Party, then you know what? Go do it. I'm not going to do that. And me in particular, I'm not going to do that. I think about just the contacts that I have on my phone. Do I really want the Chinese, well, they probably have it anyway, but do I really want the Chinese Communist Party to have former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's, you know, cell phone number or something? No, probably not. And that's not fair to the former Secretary of State or Condi Rice, for that matter, or anybody else that might be on my phone. But now it seems like Washington and all the politicians have gotten the political will to do something about TikTok. And that something that I think they want to do about TikTok is to ban TikTok completely. Not just on government phones, which I could totally support that, and I'll explain why next, but even on your phone or your kid's phone or anybody else. Let's figure out whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. Coming up next, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement, real quickly, text the word Mike to 33103. Find everything else about the program. Go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Boom. Got it done. So we're talking about TikTok. And the reason we're talking about TikTok is because the Senate last week passed a bill to ban TikTok from government devices. Now, if you don't know what TikTok is a social media platform that is, how would I describe it? I would say that it's it's video-centric. It's primarily video. But it's in a way, it's like a different form of Instagram, for example. It's all video. It's all visual. But it's also a place where a lot of people get news and information. A lot of foreign countries, particularly China, because that's where TikTok originated from, they'll actually, you can actually watch broadcast TV. You can watch the broadcast state-run news, the propaganda machine on TikTok. So it's just this social media platform by which people post stories and events and videos, and they chat with each other. And it's a huge national security risk if you are or could be a national security risk. So the Senate passed this bill last week to ban TikTok from government devices. And there will probably be a vote in the House. My guess is sometime before this Congress goes out and the new Congress comes in. Now, it was passed in the Senate by unanimous consent. What does that mean? When a bill goes to the floor and they just want to ram it through, then the parliamentarian, the clerk, will say something to the effect, I'm just paraphrasing here, the vote on the bill to pass resolution XYZ is now up for a vote. There's a motion on the floor to pass the bill by unanimous consent. Is there any objection? And if nobody objects, then the bill is deemed to have passed, and everybody that was there is deemed to have, although there's no record of it, they're all deemed to have voted for it because nobody objected to it. That's the unanimous consent. And Josh Hawley, a Republican senator from Missouri, is the one that sponsored this piece of legislation. Now, I don't have a problem or any objection whatsoever to banning TikTok from government devices. Because I used to carry two cell phones. One was my Homeland Security phone. The other was my personal phone. And I always wanted to, I just wanted to combine them into two. But I couldn't. Because there were things on that government phone that needed to remain strictly separate and segregated from things that are, and quite frankly, there were things on my personal phone that I didn't want the government to have access to. So there are phones that I think should be banned from having TikTok on, including in the private sector, businesses. If I was the CEO of any company that was doing business anywhere in the world, or even just domestically here in the United States, I would not want my employees using TikTok for any reason, business or otherwise, on a company-issued phone because the Chinese Communist Party has access to all of that information, everything that you're talking about. And if you don't think or don't believe that they don't monitor it, then you don't understand how the Chinese Communist Party works, because that's exactly what they do. They have such an enormous, widespread, comprehensive, systemic system of surveillance that if you truly understood how systemic it was, it'd scare the bejesus out of you, because they know everything. And if they want to target you because you're a troublemaker, like, all of you listening to this program and me in particular, then they would target and listen and trace everything that we talk about. And if they didn't like what we were talking about, then they would ding our phones. They would turn certain parts of our phone red so that we would be incapable of doing things like, calling up an Uber or getting on a bus or buying certain, I can't buy over a certain dollar amount of groceries. That's how extensive the surveillance system is. So if I were a private employer in this country, I would not want my employees to have TikTok on any company-issued phones. So I support the ban. But then the ban goes further. Marco Rubio, the senior senator from the state of Florida, says this in a Wall Street Journal conversation. I want to ban TikTok for a very simple reason. They allow the Chinese Communist Party to gain access to all of the private data on any device in America that's using TikTok. That's our kids. That's our phones connected to our kids' phones. And that's a national security threat. But it's a direct threat to our way of life, our economics. It has allowed them, the Chinese Communist Party, to interfere in the midterm elections. This company should be banned. I don't know why they're allowed to operate in the United States. Really? Now, as I just said, I think private entities and a parent, if a parent wants to prevent their kid from putting TikTok, of course, I think that's a supportable thing. And I do support the banning of TikTok from government phones or from anybody whose company wants to ban them from the phones that they issue to their employees. But then, if you go the next step and say, as Senator Rubio does, that you want to ban the platform altogether, then I've got two responses. Then if you're going to do that, I want you to think about this. Then why not ban all social media platforms? Because you don't think that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what am I leaving out? All the others, that they aren't, according to their terms of service, you know, tracking your keystrokes, having gained access to everything on your phone? It's amazing to me how we give up this privacy all in the name of convenience, or all in the name of fun, or all in the name of just, you know, entertainment. But it really begs the question of, if you ban one, should you ban all of them? And then even going to the private employers. But what about companies that don't ban? For example, this company, iHeartMedia, does not ban TikTok. So I put it on my phone. What if I'm now exchanging information with another iHeart employee about, you know, proprietary data about the company, proprietary information, and I'm innocently doing it on my, you know, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.email. Well, the Chinese Communist Party would have access to that if I privately have, on my own private phone, TikTok. See, these questions, I think, are much more convoluted than people want to give credit or credence to. And while these movements to ban TikTok, there's one side of my brain that says, damn right, go do it, because the Chinese Communist Party is indeed an existential threat to this country. On the other hand, what about private choice? What about individual choice? What about the idea that we live in a free country, and if I want to give up my data to the Chinese Communist Party, what do I care? I give up my data to the local grocery store. Every time I swipe my, you know, my coupon card or whatever you call it, my loyalty card, they know exactly how many cans of green beans I bought. They know how many cans of pork and beans I bought. They know how many cans of, you know, black beans I bought. And they know what I'm likely to buy the next time I walk in the store. And they'll offer me, oh, he's back buying beans again. Let's give him a coupon so he'll buy even more beans. Privacy over convenience. I throw this topic out there simply because I don't think enough people think about it. And if you have kids or you're involved in business, whatever it might be, I think you need to think about it. Kimberly Stossel at the Wall Street Journal says that, yeah, put me in the camp of believing that this Senate action, which hopefully will be quickly followed by the House, is long overdue, at least with regard to the question of whether or not there should be a ban of this app on government devices. The reason that this is overdue is because everybody knows, and has known for a very long time, that TikTok is a problem. They have made claims that the data that they take is only held in the United States. That's proven to be bogus. And it is bogus. And while TikTok, the version in this country, is different than the TikTok version that exists in Asia, and in particular in China, nonetheless, the surveillance continues. It's one of those issues that nobody wants to think about because the idea of privacy has become so bastardized that we've reached the point where I think most people are just like, oh, you know what? And this is the phrase that drives me up the wall. I have nothing to hide. What do I care? I have nothing to hide. Let me just tell you. Please listen to this. For the person who says, I have nothing to hide, there is always something. Huey Long, the famous, infamous governor of Louisiana, famously said one time, there is always something, meaning you can always find something. You can always find something. Let me ask you this question right now. You don't have to text me. You don't have to say it out loud. I just want you to think about it. What is there in your life that you truly would be embarrassed if the whole world knew it? Because Huey Long's right. There's always something. And if your answer in your head right now to me is, well, Michael, I don't have anything to hide, I guarantee you, you give me enough time and resources, kind of like the Chinese Communist Party has, or the National Security Agency has, the NSA, or for that matter, the FBI, I'll find something. Yeah, I'll find something. And the next thing you know, you're in front of a grand jury. You're in front of a congressional hearing. Or, I don't know, you're in front of a judge because you've just been charged with a crime. Because there's always something. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike. Questions, comments, complaints, ideas, whatever it is, text the word Mike to 33103. Follow me on social media. Follow me on social media except TikTok by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any
disease. This holiday season, 12 strangers, 12 tales, 12 ghosts. A fiction podcast from me, Aaron Mankey, starring Malcolm McDowell.
So, this is the afterlife.
This is the liminal space between life and the next chapter. This is the great in-between.
A chilling new collection of stories presented in immersive 3D audio starting December 14th, ending on Christmas Day. Listen to 12 Ghosts wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we were just talking about TikTok and this kind of movement now that's starting to log roll, starting to snowball about banning TikTok. And they will tell you that it's all about protecting the kids. And it's all about national security. It's all about privacy. It is about all those things. But you may have the impression that anything goes in the country now. Anything goes. But I want you to consider a guy who calls himself Kayla Lemieux. Kayla Lemieux. Kayla Lemieux is allowed to teach shop class while lugging preposterously oversized prosthetic breasts. I mean, this looks like, you know, those. It used to be a fad for a while that, you know, to correct your posture or to keep you, you know, keep you kind of active during the workday, you would sit on these giant balls, these big giant balls. You know, you'd put your fat ass down on the ball and you're supposed to sit there and work on your computer or whatever. Remember those big giant balls? That's about how big these prosthetic breasts are. But some behavior is prohibited by this same school district. This is up in Canada. So all you Canucks listening, what the hell's going on up there? So a guy that calls himself Kayla Lemieux lugs around these preposterously oversized prosthetic breasts. But the same school district that he works in, he teaches shop. You know, if he teaches shop, wait a minute, I'm just thinking out loud here. Forgive me. But if he teaches shop, and these are prosthetic breasts, doesn't he have something in the shop class that he could use to reduce the size of these giant prosthetic breasts? Huh? Just ask him. Because think about this. In that same school district, parents have been threatened, their children have been threatened with suspension if the kids attempt to take photos of Lemieux. So you can't take a picture of the teacher. Because he has giant prosthetic boobs, so you can't take the photograph. Apparently, disseminating pictures of this spectacle, which he is, he's just a spectacle. He just wants it. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. Oh my God! Let's do this. Let's all do our 15 minutes of fame all at the same time and just get it over with. Apparently, in this school district. By the way, it's the Ontario Halton School District in Ontario. Disseminating pictures of this spectacle does not advance, apparently, whatever woke agenda they're pushing. Yet allowing him to continue working, teaching, and dragging around these giant boobs, that's okay. You just can't take a picture. Now, he hasn't been teaching for the past couple of weeks, but was caught on video in full attire as a substitute teacher at Hayden this past week, and also at a school called Abbey Park High School in Oakville. The witnesses say that that Halton Regional Police cars were on the property of both schools. This guy dragging around wearing these fake boobs gets a personal escort and police protection everywhere he goes. And the taxpayers are left to pick up the tab. Oh, my God. You see, the dumbassery that exists in this country spills across the border. We may have a problem at our southern border, but we also have a problem at the northern border, the Canadian border. Because this kind of stupidity is easily transferable right across. They can just come right across Niagara Falls. They can just come right across into Detroit, and the same kind of stupidity can come here. And the taxpayers pick up the tab. The school board in these two school districts has chosen to accommodate his choice to identify and dress as a woman. And they have not commented on a posted TikTok video of the teacher appearing to be sitting next to an unknown student while vaping inside a classroom, which is also against school board rules. But if you got giant fake boobs, you can do all of those things. The Halton School District School Board Chair told the Toronto Sun, you can read it for yourself, that protecting their employees' gender rights is the stance the school board is taking, and they are standing behind the teacher, and in fact, we're going to provide, at taxpayer expense, personal protection for him. We've totally gone insane. Totally gone insane. Don't tell me that I have to be accepting of a spectacle in a classroom. Because I don't. I put up guardrails, and this is one of the guardrails I put up. There has to be a line drawn somewhere, and for me, this is the line that needs to be drawn. If we don't have any guardrails, this just becomes worse. And believe me, it'll come to a school district near you. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
There's a clear path to $2,000 for gold and $25 for silver, according to Bank of America. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. Bank of America states the growth will continue throughout 2023. They see gold prices remaining elevated with an average price of $2,086 an ounce. Well, it looks like they're right. And it's time to open a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. At the beginning of December, gold crossed $1,800 and is still going. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tangible assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. Crypto keeps on tanking. Stocks are too volatile. Gold is steady. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move towards a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China is reporting a new surge in coronavirus infections. Here's BBC's Ian McWilliams.
Shanghai residents have been staying at home as COVID infections spread rapidly in recent days. The Bund Financial District and shopping centres are reported to be quiet. Beijing relaxed its stringent COVID controls 10 days ago, and infections have been rising quickly, especially of the milder but highly infectious Omicron variant. The government has not reported any COVID deaths since the lifting of restrictions, but there are fears of many potential fatalities among the elderly with China's low vaccination rates.
And that is BBC's Ian McWilliams reporting. Senator Tom Cotton is pushing for more military aid for Taiwan to stave off a threat that China may plan to invade the island nation and take control of critical electronics plants.
It's vital, again, the American people realize just what a stranglehold the Chinese communists could have if they were to seize Taiwan, to seize the chip-making factories in Taiwan that really don't have any parallel anywhere in the world at the moment.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has filed the paperwork to begin her run for re-election as an independent in 2024. She filed a statement of candidacy with the FEC. The Phoenix Airport will be the first to offer self-driving ride-hailing Waymo.
The move comes as the city gets ready to host the Super Bowl. Mayor Kate Gallego says fans who come to the city for the big game will be able to use Waymo to get from the airport to downtown Phoenix, where many pre-game events will take place. A test group has been using Waymo vehicles from the station to downtown Phoenix since early November. The cars are electric Jaguar models and are an autonomous vehicle unit of Google's California-based parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. John Scott reported.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Starbucks workers around the country are walking off the job for 3 days as part of an effort to unionize the coffee chain stores. Teddy Hoffman works at a Starbucks in Chicago and says he wants more hours.
Hours are getting gutted before the holidays, so $22.98 an hour is a great wage when you're working 40 hours a week, not so much if you're working 20, 23.
More than 1,000 baristas at some 100 stores said they would take part in the walkout, which began yesterday. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has fallen this week. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Gas is 57 cents less than it was a month ago. It's $3.17 a gallon today, says the AAA, which says this is a supply and demand situation. There's more gas, but fewer drivers want it, in part because of the nastier weather.
As of yesterday, the Energy Information Administration said the nationwide average was $3.19 a gallon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The father of a man charged with killing seven people in a mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in a Chicago suburb has been charged with seven felony counts of reckless conduct. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The charges are based on Bob Cremo Jr. sponsoring his then 19-year-old son's application for a gun license. The elder Cremo surrendered to police and will have a bond hearing this weekend. A grand jury in July indicted Cremo's son, Robert Cremo III, on 21 first-degree murder counts, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery, representing the people killed and wounded in the attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Transportation Security Administration is raising the fine for those caught with a firearm in their carry-on bag. The TSA says it has intercepted more than 6,300 guns so far this year at U.S. airports. That's a new record high. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, or whatever day you're listening to the program. It is the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I am Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in whenever you listen to the program over the weekend. I love doing this show, and I appreciate all the text messages and the emails and all the interaction on social media. Speaking of which, if you want to send me a text message, rules of engagement are very easy. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Mike and the message to 33103. Then if you want to follow me on social media, you want to find the podcast, you want to find an affiliate, you want to find where you can listen or when the program is aired, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. That's all you got to go. That's all you got to know. Let's talk about COVID for a minute. Merry Christmas. Let's talk about COVID. Can you believe? So I'm listening to, I actually forget what I was listening to, but there was a doctor talking about how, this is just to give you a little perspective. So here we are in December of 2022. It's almost 2023. And these doctors were talking about how they were studying and trying to understand what was going on in China in November 2019. 4 years. 4 years we've been doing this. And there's a lot of evidence that what's really been going on is an attempt for the government to limit what you can and cannot know about SARS-CoV-2. Now, for those of you who listen to me during the weekday, I try to avoid the term COVID-19 because COVID-19 is being used as shorthand of a vernacular used by people who want to limit your understanding of what this disease really is. So I prefer to use its technical term, which is SARS-CoV-2. COVID-19 is a disease caused by this virus. The virus is much larger because the virus doesn't always cause COVID-19. Many people get infected with SARS-CoV-2 and never show any symptoms of anything whatsoever. But if I had said that 2 years, 3 years ago, probably, potentially, would have been censored by social media. Now, I always have to give a shout-out to iHeartMedia when I talk about this, because one of the things that iHeartMedia did at the beginning of this whole episode with SARS-CoV-2 is they gave me, in addition to my regular programming, they gave me 1 hour every evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time to talk about, and they put zero limits on me whatsoever, but talk about for an hour on their flagship station in Denver. Talk for 1 hour about what's really going on with SARS-CoV-2. The podium is yours, so to speak. Have at it. And so I was, as I describe myself oftentimes, I was the salmon swimming upstream, trying to get everybody to say, stop, listen, quit panicking. Things aren't nearly as bad as what you think they are, and these shutdowns are crazy, and we shouldn't be doing this. Well, emails from the FBI to Twitter, so you know that there's these tranche of emails and documents that Elon Musk is putting out. He's using Matt Taibbi from the Rolling Stone and Barry Weiss, two freelance journalists. He's using them as the conduit for these documents. And I think those were two wise choices, two very, very good journalists. And so he's taking these documents and he's throwing them out in these tranches after he's reviewed them. And then they're taking them, posting them up on Twitter, posting them up on their, I can't think of the name of the website. But they're posting these so that everybody can read them. And they can read their, either Barry Weiss, we can read her analysis of the documents, or we can read Matt Taibbi's Substack. That was the word I was looking for. So they put them also up in Substack, on their Substack pages. But these emails from the FBI to Twitter released yesterday show that FBI officials were flagging specific people for Twitter to take action against them. I want to say that again, because this is not only infuriating, but it shows that in many ways we now live in a country where constitutional restrictions do not limit the power of the government over our lives. And it drives me up the wall. So in one message, there's one email dated November 3rd. FBI, before I tell you what it says, I haven't painted this picture well. I want you to imagine FBI agents. You know, they've gone through the FBI training course at Quantico. They've graduated. They've become special agents. They're now members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Ostensibly, the world's greatest, you know, law enforcement agency, which I would question now, but, you know, ostensibly we call the FBI the world's, you know, leading law enforcement agency. I don't think so, but that's what we call it. So these agents go through all this training. They're trained to protect us, to enforce the laws, to follow the Constitution, to understand the laws and the regulations that prescribe their behavior, what they can and cannot do. And what they're doing is they're sitting in a nondescript, beige-painted, typical government office building somewhere either inside or just outside the Beltway, maybe even at FBI headquarters for all I know. And what are they doing? On shifts of 8 hours for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, FBI agents, rather than worrying about, you know, terrorists coming across the southern border, rather than worrying about, you know, organized crime and what it might be doing with fentanyl or opium or cocaine or anything else. Oh, no, well, you know what they're doing? They're reading tweets. Oh, there's a great use of FBI time. So in this one missing day to November 3rd, these same FBI people that I just described to you flagged 25 Twitter accounts, including that of a media outlet called Right Side Broadcasting. It's an online conservative news channel. That's just the best way to describe it. They targeted, the FBI targeted the information that the Right Side Broadcasting Network was posting because they claim that they created posts that may warrant additional action due to the accounts being utilized to spread misinformation about the upcoming election. So the list was then sent to Twitter by someone named Elvis Chan. You want to know where Elvis is? Elvis is alive, and Elvis is working at the FBI, a top official in the FBI's San Francisco office. You know, I should look up the address of the FBI's office in San Francisco. It might be like across the street from the Twitter headquarters. Who knows? In another email, before I leave, they tell Twitter that these accounts might be spreading misinformation. Now, that means the FBI is making a determination about speech. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is making a determination about whether this speech is acceptable speech or unacceptable speech. Well, screw you, FBI. That ain't your job. It's not your job. Do you know who gets to decide whether speech is acceptable or unacceptable? I do. So do you. And you. And you, way back over there asleep. Wake up. Yeah. You get to decide too. If you'd wake up, you'd be able to decide better. So that's who gets to decide. We get to decide. And if I decide that something's unacceptable speech, guess what I get to do? I get to counter it with my own speech. It's like the text messaging on this program. If you don't like what I say, if you disagree with what I say, or you think that I've missed a salient point about something, you get to text me, and I get to read it, and I get to either respond to it, use it, ignore it, mock it, make fun of it, whatever I want to do. Does the FBI have that right? No, they're a law enforcement agency. Do those agents on their own time have the right to decide whether they think something's information or misinformation or disinformation? Of course they do, because they're American citizens. But in their official capacity, they do not have the right to do that. Yet here they are doing it. There's another email dated November 10. November 3rd, now November 10, a week later. The FBI's San Francisco field office sent Twitter 4 accounts. And they said that they believe that these 4 accounts, quote, may potentially constitute violations of Twitter's terms of service for any action or inaction deemed appropriate within Twitter policy. So are they in the enforcement mechanism for Twitter? Twitter has terms of service, TOSs. I know nobody's ever read them. Actually, I have. The Twitter terms of service are subject to interpretation by Twitter. And they're written in such a way that Twitter can interpret their terms of service almost any way they want to. As a trained lawyer, I've read them, and I have found them to be confusing, obfuscating, misleading, and designed to create a hole that you could drive a Mack truck through to do anything you want to do if you're Twitter. But here's the FBI. Here is the FBI sending Twitter accounts flagging them, asking Twitter to do something to them. Wow. Talk about unconstitutional, and then talking about who's going to do anything about it. That's the real question. Hey, before we go to a break, I want to remind you that if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable, like I feel very comfortable carrying a concealed firearm. I do it every single day, wherever I go. But maybe you don't, and that's okay. And I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of the award-winning HERO 2020. That is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact. They cover your attacker with this gel that just causes them intense pain, mental confusion, coughing uncontrollably. They drop to the ground, writhing in pain, giving you the opportunity to escape that dangerous situation. Now, all these HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. Right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com, has a new product called the Arrow. It looks like a small remote control, literally that small. And it, too, shoots this thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates the intense burning sensation and creates also, or it has, an alarm at 120 decibels. Allows you to attract attention and escape that situation. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry one, my wife carries one, and I've gotten them from my friends. And I want you to get one today for yourself, or maybe your son, your daughter, your spouse. Here's what you do. You go online to hero2020.com, hero2020.com, put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. So we have the FBI sitting in some nondescript, you know, federal building somewhere, just sitting around. I can just imagine them. Hey, Billy Bob, would you give me a cup of coffee? Hey, is it break time? Yeah. Man, did you see that one porn account on Twitter? Man, that was pretty good. You see, oh, you haven't seen that? Come here, look at this. Yeah. You guys ready to go to lunch? Yeah, let's you know, hey, yeah, it's 11:30. We can be back by 2 o'clock. Yeah. They're downtown San Francisco. They're downtown D.C. They go out for an hour and a half, two-hour lunch. They come back. They sit down. They read Twitter. They read Twitter. Now, the country's going to hell in a handbasket. You've got these FBI agents reading tweets. Now, this is not only at the beginning of COVID, this is throughout COVID. And they're flagging accounts that they believe that Twitter ought to take action because these accounts are spreading, in these FBI agents' opinions, false, misleading, misinformation, disinformation, whatever the hell you want to call it, I don't care. Now, I want you to think not just about the fact that it's the government that is doing that, but I want you to think about the fact that these are not medical doctors. They're not pretend doctors. Some of them might have, like I do, a Juris Doctorate. You should call me doctor because I have a Juris Doctorate degree. No, they're not. They're not even pretend doctors. They're FBI agents. And they are telling a private company that we believe X is misinformation or wrong information, and we think you should do something about it. It's insane what we're allowing to happen. Absolutely insane. Because here's what most people, when they think about Twitter taking action to take, you know, to deplatform someone, or to shadow ban someone, or to make them, force them to suspend them, you know, you must delete this tweet for your suspension to be lifted. I had someone complain about something that I'd said about COVID. Don't even remember what it was. And so they filed a complaint with Twitter against my tweet. And Twitter took down the tweet while they looked at it. And surprisingly to me, because I think it was something about masks. They came back and they said, yeah, we've looked at the tweet. We're not going to do anything and, you know, go on about your business. So most people believe that as a private company, Twitter can do whatever it wants to. And it can. Twitter can. But here's the legal principle that most people ignore, don't want to understand, or just simply have never even heard of. The government cannot do that which it is prohibited from doing by otherwise using a third party to do that they are prohibited from doing. The government cannot. The First Amendment, the United States Constitution, Congress, and by extension thereof, the executive branch, and people working for the FBI, can make no law respecting the abridgment of free speech. So they cannot abridge, they cannot censor, they cannot deem what speech is acceptable or unacceptable by having Twitter do that job for them. Because that's what the FBI is doing here. What the FBI is doing is they're saying, we think this is wrong. We're flagging this for you. We're doing your job for you. Now take the tweet down. If the FBI can do that with Twitter, they can do it with anything they want to. And that's what we ought to be nervous about, worried about, and nobody cares. It drives me nuts that nobody cares. The government is out of control. You know what I want for Christmas? A government that adheres to the Constitution. I know, Santa won't deliver it. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays. holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along. My Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me on the weekend. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Whatever we're talking about, whatever you want to talk about, send me a text message. Mike to 33103. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, all the social media platforms, but not TikTok, you can do that by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. From Gubernator 8678, they write that the FBI is not world-class. Those of us who grew up in the 60s knew it was Scotland Yard as the best law enforcement agency in the world. Pretty good point. Or this one from 5191, Mike, I find it entertaining that American communists get pissed when they're treated like they treat conservatives. Great segue into the final point I want to make about Twitter. So one of the things that Twitter did when it was run by Jack Dorsey and his successor, I can't remember his successor's name, it's unimportant. One of the things that they did was that they would censor predominantly, now not always, but I would say predominantly conservative news outlets. And the most famous example of that is taking down the Twitter account of the New York Post. When they published that bombshell story about the Hunter Biden laptop, confirming that all of the information on it had been forensically checked, that it was his laptop, that indeed that he and his father were talking about foreign financial business transactions, not just when he was between being vice president and president, but apparently, which is another topic, even while he was vice president. We're about to get a data dump of emails about Burisma, which was the Ukrainian natural gas company that Hunter Biden was on the board of, making millions of dollars being on the board of, and that part of the money he got from Burisma, this Ukrainian company, was going to the then Vice President of the United States of America. You want to talk about an impeachable offense. Whether you hate Donald Trump or love Donald Trump, the impeachment charges against Donald Trump were always bullcrap, which is why he was never convicted, only impeached. Impeachment's like being charged. So he was charged with something, a high crime or misdemeanor, but he was never convicted. So Twitter had this practice of taking down, like the New York Post, when they published the Hunter Biden laptop story. And it was interesting because when that happened, other news outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, the Houston Chronicle, I mean newspapers all over the country, the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of whom have Twitter accounts, applauded the decision by Twitter to deep six that story so that it wouldn't have legs, so that then nobody else would have to report about it. If you go to the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, since he sold that website, the website's kind of got off the deep end on its own. But it's really interesting. I've got the site up in front on one of my screens right now, and I wanted you to think about these headlines. Musk, Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, Musk bans more reporters. The next headline on Drudge, retribution for critics. Next, press freedom switched on and off. Then there's other things about, is he taking too many drugs? He needs new investors. Twitter spiraling out of control. This is hilarious. Because here's my theory about what's going on. Elon Musk, a brilliant individual. I mean, you can't become the world's richest man without having some sort of brain cells up there. So here he is doing exactly to these current people who were the favored. You know, the New York Times and the Washington Post and the networks, they were all the favored news outlets. And they were the ones that got banned. I mean, I'm sorry, they were the ones that applauded when, you know, underlings like the New York Post, when they got banned. Or when, you know, Breitbart or any other what I would call a second tier. I actually think in terms of quality, they're first tier, but the second tier in terms of reach. So you know what I think Musk is doing? He's showing them, he's teaching them what it feels like when somebody else is in control of the mechanism that they were applauding because it deep-sixed and censored content that they, the cabal, the ruling elite, the tech giants, and the major media outlets didn't want the rest of us to hear. I think it's exactly, he's trolling them. He's saying, hey, really? You didn't like it? Let me show you what it feels like. Boom, you're banned for a while. And then he'll let them back on. And then boom, he'll take somebody else off. And like the one headline says, retribution for critics? No, I don't think it's retribution for his critics whatsoever. It is teaching them a lesson. I'm always fascinated by people that don't understand that when there's a revolution, and the exception to this was the American Revolution. But in most revolutions, let's use Cuba, for example. Cuba's my favorite one to use because it's current. Oh, or you could use Chavez and Maduro in Venezuela, either one of them. When these little tin horn pissant dictators, when they call for a revolution on behalf of the people, and so the people organize, they organize with the help of the community organizers on behalf of, say, Fidel Castro or Chavez. They think that when the revolution is over, that they're going to be part of the new leadership. This is what the media in this country thinks. They think that if they lead their revolution to destroy the Constitution and fundamentally transform this country, that when it's all over, that they'll be in control. That's not how it works, sweetheart. It is not how it works. Because in these revolutions, Cuba is such a great example of this. So here you have Che Guevara and Fidel Castro going up trying to destroy Batista. And they succeed in doing so. And so those who followed Che Guevara and Fidel Castro to lead the Cuban people to this new utopian vision, this new utopia they were going to live in, look at the hellhole they live in now. The first thing those revolutionary leaders do is they kill those who helped fight the revolution for them. Because they cannot run the risk that those people who now know who's in charge, now know how that organization occurred to get that revolution going, may actually turn on them. So they have to get rid of them. They got to get rid of the media. They got to get rid of this so they can take control of all of that. That's how dictatorships work. So Musk is showing them exactly how Twitter, acting as a little dictatorial, you know, tin-pot dictator, how it operated, is giving them a taste of their own medicine. I find it hilarious. I truly find it hilarious. I don't think Musk is... Now, I don't know how this guy... He's like the energizer. I don't know how the guy keeps going. And whether he's using drugs or not, I don't know. Don't care. I hope he succeeds. And I think it's hilarious that he's banning some of these reporters, and these reporters are screaming like stuck pigs because suddenly the very thing that they applauded happening to other people, they're now screaming bloody murder when it happens to them. Now, I don't think Musk is doing it for ideological reasons. I don't think Musk is doing it because he hates a reporter from the New York Times. I don't think he's doing it because a reporter from the Washington Post or somebody else wrote a nasty story about him. He's just showing them, you know what? You thought this was great. Here's what it's like when you're the one that's subjected to censorship. And I think it's wonderful. Will he continue doing it? I hope not. I hope at some point that he makes his point and then he moves on and lets all these reporters, which he is. I mean, he hasn't banned anybody permanently yet. He's just given them a taste of their own medicine. And I think it's just absolutely wonderful that he's doing it. It's another example, too, for those who see Twitter as a private company, which it is. It's a private company, it's publicly traded, but it's no longer, because it's now private. Now that Musk owns it individually. But nonetheless, it is a, air quote here, private company. It's not a government entity. So it can do anything it wants. But in terms of the government trying to influence what speech is acceptable or unacceptable, Twitter has become the equivalent of the public square. Twitter has become the equivalent of the homeless guy preaching from his Bible on the street corner, rambling on, maybe speaking in tongues, doing whatever he's doing. That's become Twitter. So now when the FBI or anybody else tries to interfere and tries to use Twitter to banish the speech that it doesn't agree with, now it's violating the Constitution. Absolutely, unequivocally, violating the Constitution. There was even a secret portal that the government used to censor this COVID-19 content. Meaning that those little FBI agents that I described, you sitting in this nondescript office somewhere, actually had a portal. On March 10th of 21, last year, from a U.S. public policy employee at Facebook to several CDC employees, this employee spoke of the social media giant's weekly sync with the CDC and how the CDC was to, quote, invite other agencies as needed. Wait a minute. A weekly sync? So you get with the government, you get with the CDC, they tell you what they think is misinformation, and then through this weekly sync up, then Twitter goes back or Facebook goes back or any of them go back, because this was Facebook. And then they go back and they say, oh, the CDC tells us that all of this is wrong, so boom, we're going to take all of this down. Same with true with Twitter. Do you know what they consider to be mis or disinformation? The claim that COVID was no more dangerous than the common flu or the common cold, which we now know to be true. Claims that COVID-19 could not be transmitted in certain climates, weather conditions, or locations. You know, I was always fascinated by that one. Because while I didn't make exactly best grades in either high school or college biology, I made grades good enough to understand how viruses work. And a virus is not going to live. What's the temperature in Denver right now? Temperature in Denver right now, oh, it's 35 degrees. It might survive. But if it's 35 degrees and the wind is howling at 35 miles an hour, that virus is going to get torn apart and it's not going to survive. Or claims that for the average person, something can guarantee prevention from getting COVID-19 or can guarantee recovery from COVID-19 before such a cure or prevention has been approved. Oh, I don't know, like off-label use of ivermectin? Zinc, vitamin D, all of that was considered disinformation. Claims that COVID-19 tests cause cancer, I always thought that one was crazy. Claims about the availability or even the existence of a COVID-19 vaccine. Claims about this one, think about this, claims about the safety or serious side effects, about the efficacy of the so-called SARS-CoV-2 shots. That's a legitimate point of debate. If you're a legitimate scientist, a legitimate epidemiologist, then you have to question the efficacy of and the side effects of the SARS-CoV-2 shot. Otherwise, you're ignoring the science. A portal, an absolute portal for the private sector and government to sync up to censor what you could see. Under the principle that the government cannot use a private organization to do that by which it is prohibited from doing by the Constitution, Never forget that principle. Never forget it. The government cannot use a private company to censor speech. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103 in your message. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike 33103 if you have something to say to me. So everybody needs, I shouldn't say everybody needs role models, but everybody should have a role model. And we should lift up those role models. that regardless of their race, regardless of their income, regardless of their background, are role models that everybody can look up to. But when you think about any group of people based on race, based on ethnicity, based upon their socioeconomic status, there are particular role models that for any one of those categories, those role models are particularly important. According to a Fox News column by former HUD Chief of Staff Andrew Hughes, the Detroit School Board has voted to change the name of a school in Detroit. It's a school of science and medicine. Now, there was an administrative recommendation and a student poll that said, no, we want to keep its name as it is. But no, wokeness instead determines who's going to be a role model and who's not going to be a role model. Now, I have met Dr. Ben Carson on a couple of occasions. I cannot claim, and I do not claim, that I know him well. What I know about Dr. Carson is shaking his hands a couple of times, reading about him, watching him, understanding his medical background, the skills that he has, his story of becoming the kind of neurological surgeon that is at the top of his game, and the obstacles he had to overcome to do that. The Detroit School Board has voted to destroy Ben Carson as a role model because they have voted to change the name of Benjamin Carson High School of Science and Medicine. That is wokeness. And sometimes it makes me wonder if the idea is that, oh, you can have a role model to look up to. Maybe it's George Floyd, but you can't look up to a Ben Carson. And that's true, again, across racial divides, ethnic divides, socioeconomic divides. When we start saying that this role model is not good enough or is wrong because of wokeness, get your head out of your butt. Absolutely just get your head out of your butt. Because someone like Dr. Ben Carson personifies exactly the kind of role model that rugrats of all races, of all ethnicities can look up to. But that's not the point with the woke left. Carson grew up poor and fatherless in Detroit. But the Democrat Party will lose control of a massive voter bloc if they put up Ben Carson as the kind of role model for the kids in that school to look up to and aspire to become one. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight, and I'll see you on the other side.
Are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
This holiday season, 12 strangers, 12 tales, 12 ghosts. A fiction podcast from me, Aaron Mankey, starring Malcolm McDowell.
So, this is the afterlife.
This is the liminal space between life and the next chapter. This is the great in-between.
A chilling new collection of stories presented in immersive 3D audio starting December 14th, ending on Christmas Day. Listen to 12 Ghosts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.